Omega and Crosshair are on the run while Hunter and Wrecker search for them. Who will find whom? And will all the surviving team members reunite in their own show? It's time to find out.
Geekville Radio.
Hello once again, ladies and gentlemen, geeks and geekettes. This is Seth, a.k.a. Xandrax, the mayor of Geekville and the host of Geekville Radio, coming at you with Geekville Radio episode number 349. You can follow along in the show notes at geekvilleradio.com/349 if you don't see it in your podcast player. We are talking about The Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 4. The title is fitting because it is called A Different Approach. The title means how the unlikely duo of Omega and Crosshair are forced to work together. Now, before we get any further, I'm going to wave the spoiler tag.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler hull has been breached. Spoiler hull has been breached.
Now, this episode began, as they say in media res, with Omega and Crosshair on the run from the Empire, dropping out of hyperspace and crash landing on a planet called Lao. It actually almost looked like they crashed on the back of Godzilla's scales or something like that. I was almost expecting another giant monster to show up. But as we were talking about, the title of the episode, A Different Approach, and it does mainly deal with the pairing of Omega and Crosshair, which really is the perfect trope of the mismatched duo. All Crosshair knows is running and shooting, or to quote Kevin Smith's movie Clerks, all also knows is killing in white uniforms. Omega prefers the less violent approach. She does not go for the gunfighting means. And she also wants to help everybody they can, including the clones held prisoner on Tantus, wants to help all the critters they come across, whereas Crosshair's only concern is escaping certain doom. He even made reference to that during the premiere when he said, "I wouldn't think twice about leaving you behind if I had my chance to escape." Now, except for two very brief scenes that are used as bookends, the entire story takes place on Lao, and Crosshair and Omega have to work together to survive. So most of the story, Omega gets her way, really. Crosshair's reluctantly going along with it, and he's really kind of wishing he'd just kind of shoot, run, and do that, ask questions later. Really not unlike Han on board the Death Star. I prefer a straight fight to all this sneaking around. And that interaction is very well done, especially with Crosshair being very sarcastic in some of his replies. "Oh, I can hardly wait," or "Oh, this will end well," things like that. And meanwhile, on Mount Tantus, Dr. Hemlock does find out about Omega's blood samples. And it is kind of funny when you get Hemlock and Nalase in the same room because they both talk so slowly and not really with much emotion. So you have two people talking back and forth like this who can't say anything more than a few words per second. I felt like I was watching it in slow motion, but entertaining nonetheless. It's apparent that Hemlock's probably going to have some sort of extra devious, insane torture, I think, in store for Nalase. It's the type of thing that probably wouldn't make a PG rating if it was live action. But while Crosshair and Omega are on Lao, it's become apparent that the Empire's in full-on manhunt mode. I think it was also a nice touch that Omega, to kind of win passage off-planet or to get the money to buy passage off-planet, she resorts to gambling and card playing. I don't think it was Sabacc. It looked like a different kind of game than that. But they catch notice of an Imperial captain, who I don't think they named in the episode, but it was credited as being Captain Mann. And he looked like Axl Rose and sounded like Mike Myers when he puts on one of his many fake accents. Harry Lloyd is credited as the voice for Captain Mann. I believe he also did some of the Stormtroopers as well. And he was also clever enough to kind of prey on Omega's affection for critters because he uses Batcher as bait to lure Omega and Crosshair through the town. And that's finally, with all other options exhausted, Omega finally concedes they got to fight their way out. You kind of save for the last act, Crosshair getting to shoot stuff. And I actually fully expected Man to escape and kind of be another one of those next episode villains. Shakes his fists and says next time, but he gets grabbed by a tentacle of sorts, pulled inside a huge container. He's presumably devoured. I think people have said that that's a Rathtar in there. I'm not so sure. We only saw the tentacle. It could have been Rathtar. But by the way, in case you didn't know, Rathtar spelled backwards is still Rathtar. But we did get the actual reunion, at least of half the group, Hunter and Wrecker. And they're thrilled to see her. Obviously not so much thrilled to see Crosshair, but it adds the dynamic of Crosshair having to earn back the trust or earn back the loyalty. And now we do know that Hemlock did make it to Lao and that Omega and Crosshair were there and that they stole the shuttle. So presumably Hemlock should be able to get the ID of that shuttle and be able to track it, assuming that any sort of signs haven't been masked already or hidden by our heroes. It's not likely they're going to keep that shuttle. It wouldn't make sense since they're back on the Marauder. So they'll probably just abandon the Marauder and move on to the next adventure, I would think. But it does bode the question, how close behind is Hemlock? If he's got all these resources at his disposal, how quickly will it take him to deduce where they went, follow them there, and if he would be able to deduce where they went in the Marauder from there? So it'll be interesting to see that kind of the major questions. Will Hunter and Wrecker accept Crosshair back? How close behind is Hemlock? And will Nala be executed, tortured? I'm assuming she's not being brought with on this manhunt. She's probably still staying back at Mount Tantus. And overall, I'd give this grade a B- for the episode. It's been done pretty well, with each episode feeling like a chapter of a season-long story, rather than the three or four part stories we saw during the regular Clone Wars. It's also pretty safe to assume Omega will vouch for Crosshair to get him back on the team. Like I said, we'll have to see how long it takes him to earn that trust. We still haven't seen Echo or Rex. We know they're out there because Wrecker made mention of them. But once the team is fully together, if they are able to find Mount Tantus, could they stage some sort of coup? You know, could we get another Clone War, only this one in the form of a clone uprising? Could the Bad Batch perhaps motivate the surviving clones to band together and take on the Empire, or get at least some sort of citizenship on their own? Because this is a whole other rant that could go much longer for different reasons. But I've said it before, so I'll be brief. I think most people would agree that the practice of creating and raising human life strictly to just make them effectively cattle is pretty despicable. I think it is literally one of the most vile things I can think of somebody doing. And yes, that counts things like genocide or mass murder, things like that. Just creating human life just to treat them as tools. It's pretty evil. So could the clones get their happy ending? It is one of the things that I've really loved about The Bad Batch, is it's showing the lives of the clones after the war. Because that is a question I think a lot of people, including myself, had, is what the hell happened to all the clones? So we'll probably get a bit more of that. We know Rex survives. Like I said in the last episode, there's some guys we know are going to make it through here. And it is interesting to see how far along Omega will make it if she does reach adulthood. Because like I said in the last review, I'm not putting it past Omega buying the big one here. They may kill her off. I don't necessarily expect them to. I'm just saying I won't be surprised if they do, because it's another case of the how have we not heard of this character in other eras in Star Wars? Why are we only hearing about her and seeing her in Bad Batch? I think we'll get an answer to that, whether she dies or does something else by the end of the series. So that's going to wrap up this review here. Geekville Radio, episode number 349. You can find the show notes at geekvilleradio.com/349. And if this is your first time listening, first of all, welcome. Glad you took the time to listen to us. If you look on the podcast platform of your choosing, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, Stitcher, pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find Geekville Radio. Give us a search there. Give us a like. Give us a follow. Give us a review. Let us know what we're doing well. Let us know if there's other stuff you want to hear. We have our spinoff shows as well. Examining the Doctor, where myself and Mark Short talk Doctor Who. We got Examining the Dead, where myself and Crazy Train talk the world of horror. And then we also got the Lesser Known Geek Hall of Fame and Nostalgia Trip, where we talk about stuff from yesteryear as well as classic wrestling memories, where we talk about the world of pro wrestling from yesteryear. You can find us on social media at Geekville Radio, on Facebook, X/Twitter, the former Twitter, and on Instagram. Hit us up there. You can also reply to the posts at the geekvilleradio.com website. I always welcome feedback, especially when it's genuine. So just if you give us feedback, my only thing I ask is just be honest. If you think we suck, hey, tell us we suck. I'm fine hearing that. But if there's stuff we could do better, if there's stuff you want to hear, I'm all ears. I'm always looking for ways to improve this show. So I'm going to shut down the power here in the Geekville Radio Studios, and we'll talk to you folks again and next time on episode 350, like a Chevy small block, 350. And we'll talk to you folks then.
Geekville Radio is not sponsored or endorsed by any products or services unless specifically stated. The views expressed by the hosts and or guests do not reflect the views of GeekvilleRadio.com, the Wrestling Brethren podcast, family, or any of their affiliates. Some media used in Geekville Radio is the product of their respective copyright holders, all rights reserved.